So, I forget, what floor were you on in the hotel?
We were on the 11th floor. The hotel had 23 stories, so much shorter building. And it was the hotel that had been bombed in 1993 by terrorists.
When the first plane hit, our building, because we were attached, our building shook like as if it was an earthquake. And then outside the window, there was falling debris off the other building. And I said, we got to get out. And so I started getting dressed, and I picked up our stuff. I picked up his wallet, my purse, my calendar, both our cell phones, both our cell phone chargers, and Jim's hat and sunglasses, and my purse. And we left the room.
Once they got out of the hotel, that's when they could see the disaster up close, including the second plane hitting. Smith and Top walked for miles, and with the help of friends were able to secure a car out of town.
Here was this guy with a stretch Lincoln town car, like we were all going to the prom, and he had the trunk up in his chauffeur uniform, and all four of us reached in our pockets and held up our toothbrushes, and we all laughed simultaneously, and then we got in the limo, and the driver went over the George Washington Bridge and started down the New Jersey Turnpike, and you could see the smoke still going.
I guess you're not going to be watching all the, everything they're going to have on 9/11 they've been having on, I guess, for over a week now. You don't like to see it.
Right. Jim and I, from the very start, we've rarely watched video footage and only selective print photos. I think we were probably there once before 2003, but we didn't go to the south part of the island.
Right.
We didn't go visit the site until 2 years later, and it was still a hole.
And then we went back a couple years after that and got together with friends who don't live very far away and retraced our steps of our escape.
I don't need to revisit it. If I want to, I can just pull out my brain files. And, there's just no reason to reinforce that. And, I feel healthy. I'm past it. I don't have, the only weird lingering effect I have is low-flying planes still creep me out. I just don't see any reason to rebuild the file. Jim and I have always, since that time, probably been more conscientious about being together. It did, in some ways, it did shape our marriage in the sense that was such an early part of it that I suspect that we spent more time in the same place at the same time than we would have otherwise. We're going to go to church in the morning, and we're going to probably go out for lunch after church, because we always do that. And then there is a memorial service at an interfaith service in Asheville on Sunday night, and we talked about going to that. And that will sum up that day.